Identities released. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Nashville police released more information on the victims and the suspect in this morning's shooting at an elementary school.
Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron says the three children who died,
Evelyn Dickhouse, William Kenny, Hallie Scruggs,
were 8 and 9 years old. The three adults were all full or part-time staff.
Mike Hill, a custodian, age 61. Cynthia Peake, to my understanding, a substitute teacher, age 61. And Catherine Kuntz, age 60.
Kuntz is listed on the Covenant School website as head of the school. Police say Audrey Hale was the woman who killed them before being shot dead by officers. A motive is still unclear, but police believe this was a targeted attack.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Police say they found a map of the school and what they're calling a manifesto at the suspect's home. Investigators in West Reading, Pennsylvania, continue to look for the cause of a deadly explosion Friday at a chocolate factory that leveled part of the building. The blast killed 7 people at the R.M. Palmer plant.
We are closely working with emergency response teams, environmental experts, and construction professionals to ensure that the cleanup is done safely, efficiently, and with minimal impact on the surrounding community.
Police Chief Wayne Holbin. Authorities did not address reports that plant workers had detected an odor of gas before the explosion. The gas utility company said it had received no reports of a gas leak. OSHA investigators are at the site. The grand jury considering whether to indict former President Trump over reported hush money payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels heard from National Enquirer publisher and longtime Trump ally David Pecker today. They're expected to convene again Wednesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Silicon Valley Bank has a new owner.
One of the biggest U.S. regional banks, First Citizens of Raleigh, North Carolina, is buying the deposits, loans, and branches of Silicon Valley Bank. Regulators took control of SVB on March 10th. The 17 former branches of SVB will be operating as a unit of First Citizens. The FDIC has been trying to auction off Silicon Valley Bank for about 2 weeks. It's been operating as Silicon Valley Bridge Bank. Federal regulators moved quickly to guarantee uninsured deposits at SVB. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Florida enacts what its governor calls the largest expansion of school vouchers in the nation.
Okay, well, now it's time to make it official. So you guys.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at Miami's Christopher Columbus High, a Catholic school, signs a new law delivering what he calls universal school choice, expanding availability of funds to attend schools other than public ones.
And it does that by eliminating the current financial eligibility restrictions and allowing any student who's a resident of Florida and is eligible to enroll in K-12 to participate in school choice scholarships.
The law grants $8,000 per student for tuition or other learning expenses. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Philadelphia water officials say they have seen no sign of contamination so far, but continue to monitor things closely following a chemical spill into the Delaware River in a neighboring county. Bucks County health officials say a leak late Friday evening at a chemical facility in Bristol Township spilled between 8 and 12,000 gallons of water-based latex finishing solution. Officials say it's non-toxic to humans and no known adverse health effects have been reported in the county. I'm Lee Silicera, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.